Cast.
Reform Kid Cast.
Boys and girls, welcome to the Reformed Kid Cast. I'm your frozen host, Les.
And I'm your Tower of Terror host, Matthew.
So we've been watching Frozen a lot in this house lately, right, Matthew?
Yes, we have.
Do you like that movie?
Yep.
Can you give me a quick rundown? What's Frozen about?
It's about Anna's sister Elsa freezing the world, and then Anna goes after her, and then to try to unfreeze Summer.
To try to save the world and get it back to normal?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've seen that movie a few times, and I've been thinking about something that happens in that movie. So what's the Ice Queen, what's her name?
Elsa.
So Elsa makes a snowman in that movie, and the snowman's alive, and he like has feelings, and he communicates and stuff. What's his name?
Olaf.
So Elsa makes Olaf, and Olaf is alive, right?
Yep.
And he's got emotions, and he's got like a really cool song. I think his song is my favorite part of that movie. Do you like that song the best?
Yeah.
What other songs are better, or is that the best one?
That's the best one.
I think so too. So he's alive because of Elsa, and then she finds out that she made him alive. But then throughout the whole movie, he's in danger of melting, because once Summer comes back, he's going to melt away, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, can you say spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert.
At the end of the movie, Summer does come back, and winter's over, but Olaf is a snowman, and he's going to melt away. But, wait, what's the ice princess's name again?
Elsa.
Elsa gives him like a cloud of snow, and she keeps him alive. So Elsa is not only Olaf's creator, but she's also Olaf's sustainer. And what's that kind of like?
Jesus.
Jesus is our creator and sustainer?
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the sad part. If Elsa ever dies, what would happen to Olaf?
He would melt.
So his life is dependent on her life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that sound like a pretty good thing or a bad thing?
A bad thing.
So how is our God better than Elsa?
Because he stays alive forever.
That's right. So he'll never die, and he'll always keep us alive. That's right. I like that.
At Disney World, I went on a ride called Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror?
Yeah, it's not a really fun ride for me. It goes up and down, and it's so scary.
You were scared on it?
Yep.
Well, tell me more about it. How does it work?
Well, all you do is go on it, and then it goes like up and down, up and down, up and down.
Does it go really high and it drops you really far?
Yeah. When it goes all the way to the top, you look out windows, but when it goes all the way down, it's more scarier.
So it's more scary on the bottom than on the top?
Yeah. It like goes zoom, zoom, zoom. It goes faster than a motorcycle.
It goes faster than a motorcycle?
Yes.
So do you like it or you don't like it?
Well, I didn't like it the first time. I think I'm starting to like it like a weensy, weensy bit.
How old are you?
Six.
Were you six when you went on it?
I was either five or four when I went on it.
Okay, so maybe now that you're six, or maybe the next time we go, it'll be more fun?
Maybe.
You think you'll try it again?
Yeah.
cool. Well, let's talk about beers, Matthew. What are we drinking today?
Root beer.
Root beer? What kind of root beer?
Regular.
Regular root beer. Is it, what do you think? Is it good?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about it. What's the bouquet?
Bouquet?
What's the flavor palette?
I don't know.
How about like the mouth feel? What's the mouth feel on this root beer?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I actually don't know what any of those things are. Okay. Well, you wanna play a game to decide who goes first for topics?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't actually have one planned, but there's a game that Tanner and I usually play on another show called the Reform Pubcast. That it's called Existential Rock, Paper, Scissors. Do you know what that is?
No.
Do you know what rock, paper, scissors is?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be kind of like rock, paper, scissors, but we're going to come up with other things that can beat each other instead of just rock, paper, and scissors. So do you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so I figure we could do one based on the Ninja Turtles. What do you think?
Yeah.
You like them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which one's your favorite?
I'm thinking Donatello, but Leonardo used to be my favorite.
What do you like more about Donatello?
I think he does more tricks than Leonardo.
What do you like about Leonardo?
Well, he has swords and stuff.
Is he smart?
No, Donatello's smart.
Oh, but he's Leonardo's a good leader, though, right?
Yes.
What's Raphael good at?
He's really tough, and I like him.
What about Michelangelo?
He's really funny. He's always goofing around.
So he's the funniest one?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to come up with Ninja Turtle characters. It doesn't have to be the turtles, but it can be. Okay, let's try this. So what would happen if Shredder and Splinter got in a fight?
Well, their last battle in Japan, when Shredder and Splinter fought, Shredder won.
So Shredder beats Splinter.
Yes.
Okay, so Shredder beats Splinter. So what would happen if Splinter fought against the Turtles?
Splinter would win.
Why?
Because he's their trainer.
Okay, so he taught them everything they know, so Splinter would be able to beat the Turtles.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you think would happen if Splinter fought with all four... I'm sorry, if Shredder fought with all four Turtles?
The Turtles would win because Splinter taught them all he knew.
And there's four of them and only one Shredder, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But he has the Krang too.
Uh-oh. Well, let's say they corner Shredder without the Krang.
The Turtles would win.
Okay, so there we go. So the Turtles beat Shredder, right?
Yes.
Shredder beats Splinter.
Yes.
And Splinter beats the Turtles.
Yes.
There we go. That's an existential rock, paper, scissors. So that's the game. Instead of rock, paper, and scissors, we'll say Splinter, Shredder, or Turtles.
Okay.
One, two, three, Turtles. Ready?
One, two, three, Shredder.
One, two, three, Turtles. Splinter. Okay, so you said Splinter, I said Turtles. Who won?
Splinter.
So Splinter wins, so you win?
Yes.
That's one for Matthew. Mm-hmm. Ready?
One, two, three, Splinter.
One, two, three,
Shredder.
So who wins? Shredder
or
Splinter? Okay. So you get 2 out of 3.
Yes.
So Matthew goes first.
For my first topic, I want you to ask me catechism questions.
Out of your school book, your catechism questions in your school book?
Yes.
Okay. I just so happen to have them prepared here. Okay. Hey, Matthew, can we bring in a special guest to answer the first few?
Yeah.
Who do you think we should bring in?
My sister, Sarah.
Your sister, Sarah. Sarah, would you like to join our show?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll ask you three questions, and then I'll ask Matthew three questions, and I'll find hard ones for Matthew. Sarah, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you having some beer, too?
Yes.
What kind of beer?
Root beer.
Root beer. Okay, so question one, Sarah. Who made you?
God made me.
Very good. What else did God make, Sarah?
All things.
God made all things?
Yes.
All right. And final question, why did God make you and everything else?
For his own glory.
For his own glory. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Lanfear. She also has contributed our intro and outro music to the show as well. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, Matthew, are you ready for your questions?
Yep.
Okay. This is question 20 in your catechism book for school. How do you know that your spirit will last forever?
Because the Bible tells me so.
All right. Good answer. Good job, bud.
Thanks.
Okay, here's my favorite question to ask. I don't know if you've answered this one lately, so I don't know if you're going to know the answer. Matthew, what is a covenant?
A covenant is a relationship that God establishes and guarantees by his word.
Very good. I'll give you 90% on that one. Good job. Okay, for the last one, we'll go a little bit easier. So this is question 17. How did God make our first parents?
God made Adam out of the dust of the ground and Eve out of a rib from Adam.
Nice. Good job. That was awesome, bud.
Thanks.
Okay, well, let's take a little break and we'll play a game and then... And then we can come up with another topic. All right. So, what game do you want to play in the middle of the show?
Maybe let's play the animal game.
The animal game. We've never played that on the Reform Pubcast. So you're gonna have to tell the audience what's the animal game.
The animal game is you think of an animal, then someone has to guess the animal.
And do they have to guess it right away, or do they have to like find things about it?
They have to find things about it.
By asking yes or no questions?
Yes. Play along at home with your friends.
Okay. So do you want to, be the one that comes up with the animal?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Does the animal live in the ocean?
No.
Okay. Does the animal have four legs?
Yes.
Okay. Is the animal black?
No.
Is the animal white?
No.
Is the animal brown?
Yes.
Okay. Does the animal have teeth?
Maybe.
Okay, acceptable. So it's not a horse?
No.
Okay. Does the animal have hair?
It doesn't have hair, but it has fur.
Well, but don't, okay. Okay. So does it have... Does it have a snout?
What's a snout?
Does it have like a long nose?
No.
Okay. It has fur. Is it a dog?
No.
Is it bigger than a, is it bigger than a car?
No.
Is it bigger than a loaf of bread?
Yes.
Okay. Is it, let's see, does it live in the snow?
No.
Does it live in America?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen one?
I've seen them in movies.
Okay. It's brown. It has fur. Mm-hmm. It has four legs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a long nose. Is it fast?
Only when it's on four legs.
Is it a kind of cat?
Yes.
Oh. Is it a tiger?
No.
Am I close?
No, tigers aren't brown.
Is it a lion?
No.
It's not a lion?
Nope.
Oh, I thought it was a lion, but it is a kind of cat?
Yes.
Is it a panther?
No.
Is it a cheetah?
No.
What the heck? Is it some animal I'm never going to guess?
Yes.
Is it kind of like a lion?
No.
No? Is it a lynx?
No.
But it's a kind of cat. Geez, you stumped me. I give up.
Meerkat.
A meerkat? Are those fast?
Only on four legs.
Are they actually cats?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Because it has cat in the name?
I don't know if they're a cat. They're small cats, I guess.
All right. I guess that's going to have to work. Play along at home with your friends, guys. All right. Let's do a really quick last topic. Hey, Matthew. How are we justified?
We're justified by faith alone apart from works.
So do we do good works to be justified before God?
No.
Is it based on, do we have to like prove ourselves to God, or is it just by believing?
It's just by believing.
And what do we have to believe?
We have to believe through faith.
Believe what though?
Believe in Jesus.
And what about Jesus?
that he died.
Right.
I don't know what else.
You know what else. What else did he do other than die?
He rose again.
That's right. Is he still dead?
No, he's in heaven with his heavenly father.
That's right. And why did he die?
For our sins.
And what does it mean that he died for our sins? So, like, God was mad at you before, right?
Yes.
And is he mad at you now?
No, because his son Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.
So he put those sins on
his son.
Okay, and then what did he do to his son after he put your sins on him?
He killed him for our sins.
And so that took away our sins.
Yes.
And so what is that that message that you just said? What is that called, that thing that we have to believe?
The gospel.
That's right. So that's the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, that was good, Matthew. So I think we got through two topics and we got through two games. This was a pretty successful Reformed KidCast. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Do you have any recommendations? Do you have anything that you like a lot that you want to tell other people about or other kids about that they should try?
My favorite TV show is Ninja Turtles.
Okay. So you think all the kids out there should check that out?
Yeah, they should check it out.
All right. So check that out, guys. Ninja Turtles. Do you have any, how about like favorite books or favorite music or favorite food? Anything like that?
Supertones is my favorite music.
Oh, Tanner would be so disappointed. But Daddy's not. Whenever I come home and you're listening to the Supertones, that's pretty exciting for me. Okay. Hey, guys. Remember that you can contact that other show that I'm a part of, the Reform Pubcast. You can join our Facebook group called The Reform Pub. You can follow us on Twitter at Reform Pub. You can leave us voicemails by calling 772-405-7327. And you can also email us, reformpub@gmail.com. Matthew and I thank you for listening to this episode of the Reformed KidCast. And until next time,
cheers and amen.
We're on glass, Reformed KidCast.